House Bill 1032, an act to revise certain retirement system provisions to comply with the Economic Growth and Tax Relief Reconciliation Act of 2001, to authorize members to acquire credited service by transferring certain retirement funds to protect the confidentiality of members' information, and to declare an emergency.
House Bill 1032 has had its second reading. It's up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Albers.
Madam President, members of the Senate, House Bill 1032 is brought to bring the South Dakota retirement system into compliance with the Tax Relief Reconciliation Act of 2001. This was enacted in 2001 and became effective on January 1st of 2002. Several provisions of this act require or permit a change in the laws governing the South Dakota retirement system. I'm going to go through them rather quickly. In Section 1, this will place SDRS in compliance with the 2001 Tax Act. In effect, the change updates the IRS compensation limits for the members. In Section 2, the change expands the definition of eligible retirement plan to include the SDRS Supplemental Retirement Plan and other 457 plans. In Section 3, the change will update the IRS maximum benefit limitations applicable to South Dakota retirement system benefits. These limits apply to both private sector qualified retirement plans and governmental retirement plans such as SDRS. In Section 4, this is a new section permitted by the 2001 Tax Act. This will permit a trustee-to-trustee transfer of funds from the Supplemental Retirement Plan and other 457 plans or 403B tax-sheltered annuity plans to purchase uncredited service in SDRS or redeposit any withdrawn accumulated contribution plus interest during the first 2 years of reemployment. In Section 5, we deal with confidentiality of records for SDRS members. This is necessary because the federal act requires it. This bill does have an emergency clause so that these provisions can be implemented now as opposed to waiting until July 1st, 2002. So in general, this bill puts us in compliance with the 2001 Tax Act. It allows and enables members to better themselves under the Tax Act. It's not going to cost the state of South Dakota or the system a penny. Thank you.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1032. Reminding the body, this does require a two-thirds vote for passage. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call a roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennert?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest,
aye.
Greenfield,
aye.
Hagen,
aye.
Ham, Hutmacher, Cleven,
aye.
Ketzel,
aye.
Koskin,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Vitter,
aye.
Valesky, Whiting. Madam President, ayes 34, excused 1.
House Bill 1032 has received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Questions on its title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.